Hi, I'm Brett Nielsen. I'm with the Savvy Office here at USU. Walk a Mile in Our Shoes is a national event. It's hosted at many college campuses. And what Walk a Mile is, it's a really positive way to engage men in sexual assault prevention, because for sexual assault, they thought it was a woman's issue because women are being raped. Well, of course, that's not true. It's a men's issue. It's a human's issue. We're all responsible for ending sexual violence. And as we walked around campus, of course, people were looking at us. People were talking about us. Why are men walking in high heels? And they say, oh, it looks like they're chanting about sexual assault. When you see a lot of men walking in high heels with signs, it's going to pose some questions. You know, what's going on? What's happening? It creates a dialogue. And hopefully what we can do is change the rhetoric.
Nielsen says college students experience more sexual assault than any other demographic. But those numbers are hard to track because sexual assault is the most underreported crime.
Utah does have more sexual assault compared to the national average, which is really concerning because usually we fall like 2 to 3 times lower on every other crime except sexual assault, and we don't think it's happening.
He says the title, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, does have a double meaning.
We literally did walk a mile. We didn't produce stilettos, but it was red high heels, and it's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is because it kind of illustrates this picture of men walking a mile in red high heels. It's a pretty daunting task for men, kind of as an opportunity for them to kind of experience, well, what is it like to walk in high heels? Because it hurts. I had to put on about 3 different shoes, and I'm pretty sure I put on shoes that were too small. Maybe it's because I'm uninformed about how to wear high heels, and maybe, I don't know, but all I know is my feet hurt after 1 mile.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.